Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast here the day after Memorial Day in the United States. We took a holiday on Monday, but we're back at it again with all the news and excitement that you can take. This evening I have with me Dan Davis, the publisher of Victory Lane magazine. What's up, Dan? How's it going?
Well, I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to get up because early June, most of the vintage races are canceled or rescheduled, but we have a very interesting one coming up in late June, 1921, and that's the VSCDA Blackhawk Vintage Classic, and that's at Blackhawk Farms, which it's kind of interesting, and I'm pretty sure it has a fishing lake on the farm. So it's quite a race facility, a road race facility, and I'm sure you have added it to your schedule.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I talked to Alex Rourke to see what the club thought, and they were very excited for the event.
Well, it's got a full schedule of all of the VSCDA classes racing and the sprint races, but there's quite a few features. They're fairly famous for holding some interesting features, they being VSCDA. And I know some of them are some of your favorite classes.
Right. Well, certainly the Trans Am B sedan. Those are very, very entertaining. And then they also have a Sprite Midget race, which is something the magazine has been supportive of late. Then it looks like they've got a couple of Enduros as well. Jeff Perasic, Raymond James Enduro for Disabled American Veterans.
Yeah, that's a tradition. What about that Formula V series?
They're literally a time capsule in some ways. And yeah, very, very closely matched cars. Obviously going to produce lots of on-track dicing and excitement. That should be great entertainment, both for drivers. Like, unfortunately, I guess there's probably not going to be a lot of spectators at any of these early season events, given the distancing protocols.
No, I guess this one is under COVID protocol. I believe, if switching gears for a moment, there is expected a big spectator event August 23rd at some small track in Indiana. Have you heard about that one?
Would that be Speedway, Indiana, that you're talking about?
They do hold a modest race there every year, and I did some checking on the history, and up until 66, it was held on Decoration Day, and from 67 to present, it's Memorial Day, although, you know, they've changed it from Memorial Day to Memorial Day weekend sometime about 74, but it does have spectators, and I understand that's in the prescription for what's going to happen. The big IndyCar Indy 500, and it's supposed to be a spectator race August 23rd.
You know, obviously, given we just came through the Memorial Day weekend, I'm sure a lot of people missed tuning into that.
Yeah, I think everybody is looking for when we're going to have spectators at some of the larger vintage races. And that's always a developing thing. The WeatherTech International Challenge in late July, 23rd, 26th at Road America, is scheduled to be a spectator event. But of course, that's changing week to week.
Right. Well, of course, Wisconsin is open. Yeah, people excited about that. All the social media has people very excited about that event.
Speaking of spectator events, the largest spectator event for vintage racing in North America just got canceled. That's the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix, and the whole weekend starting with pit race and then through the park the next weekend in late July. That whole week runs 25th through 26th. Well, the one through the streets is 25th, 26th. And the preceding weekend is I believe, 17-19 pit race. But they're all scheduled. No race, no spectators. They normally, for that whole week of festival and two races, get over 250,000 spectators.
Right. Obviously, that's a blow to the calendar. I believe, though, that they did actually describe that as restructured, right? Haven't they? They do have some small non-spectator low-key events that they're going to run in its place. Is that correct?
I believe we're supposed to get news on those. I don't have any particulars yet. It's just, yes, they're going to try to do something, but we don't have the particulars.
Yeah, I know that some of the Concours events that I've talked to, that they've tried to maintain the non-contact parts of the events, obviously to keep enthusiasm alive. And of course, a lot of, you know, I read their press release, and basically they're saying, we're rescheduling for 2021. We're going to have the same mark of the event. And I think, you know, certainly people will expect them to return, you know, at full strength. It's a great event.
Well, with Memorial Day weekend behind us, I'm sure the clubs are going to be sending us in information almost daily. So we'll look forward to either next Monday's podcast, or if something really important comes up, as always, we'll schedule one in the next few days. So it's been good to talk to you and getting an update. And we're looking forward to starting a small schedule. And we'll see how it goes.
Sounds good. Good to talk with you, Dan. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Dan. Good evening to you.